to come in. How would you do that?
Get out and whistle for them, I guess, wouldn't you?
So you whistle the horses instead of call to them. Now, if you were plowing with animals, what would you say to them to get them to turn?
Well, if you want them to go right, you'd say G, left, haw, and stop is whoa.
Okay. Would you say, what if you were riding a horse to get him started?
Get up.
And to stop it?
Whoa.
Okay. If you were going to feed your pig, would you ever call to him?
Yeah. Say, whoo, piggy, whoo.
Do you have anything you'd say to scatter them?
Say, suey.
What about calling a chicken?
Say, chick, 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 chick.
And scared of them?
Say, shoo, chicken.
Okay. Sound like you've done
it. I have, many times. We've got chickens.
Yes, ma'am. All right, if you wanted to get your horse ready to go somewhere, you know, put on his saddle and all of his gear, you say you're going to do what to the horse?
Saddle up the horse.
Anything besides that? It begins with the letter H.
Harness the horse?
And if you're riding a horse, those things that you hold in your hand to guide it with.
The reins.
What if you're plowing?
Still the reins. Oh, the lines.
The lines.
Mm-hmm.
Plow lines.
Plow lines.
And if you're riding a horse, the things that you put your feet in.
Stirrups.
Okay. Do you have a name for the horse if you're plowing more than one horse? The one that walks in the furrow?
I don't know.
Or if he's on a wagon, maybe the one that's on the right?
The lead horse?
Yes, ma'am. Which one would be the lead horse if you're plowing? Is that just the one on the right?
I really don't know.
Okay. All right. What would you call the word I just used? It, the trenches that are cut out by a plow?
Furrow.
Furrow, okay. Mm-hmm. And if you have a good yield, you'd say you raised a big
crop. Raised a big crop.
All
good
right.
Crop.
Say if a man has a piece of land with a lot of bushes on it and he wants to put it to cultivation, you'd say he did what?
He cleared it up.
People around here have a name for land that's just been cleared?
New ground.
What about a crop that comes up even though you didn't plant it?
Volunteer crop.
And if you just cut your hay first time and it comes back up again, would that be called anything in particular?
Second cutting.
Mm-hmm. People say second cutting instead of second growth around here. Okay. Was there ever any wheat grown around here?
Not much.
Okay, you might not know this, but say if you cut your heap wheat, you'd say you tie it up into
bundles.
Okay, does the word shock mean?
Put it in shocks. Now that's several bundles, isn't it?
I hope so.
In the field? The shocked oats. And I think that would be several bundles that you put up sort of in a teepee shape.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. What would you say you did to oats to separate the grain from the chaff?
Thrashing.
Okay. And this is just a unit of measure. A farmer might say the word, right?
People around here call it thrashing.
Thrashing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I'm interested in. A farmer might say that we raise 40 quart of wheat to an acre.
Bushels.
Okay. All right. This one you probably expected. Say if several people have been over to visit you and they're about to leave, what might you say to them, you know, if you want them to come back again sometime?
Well, y'all come again.
There you go.
y'all come back.
Is it y'all around here instead of you all?
Y'all or you all, either one.
Okay. What about the possessive of that? Like if you're asking several people, if they own something together, you know, like a car, you might say, is that blank car?
Y'all's car.
Yeah, right. Instead of y'all's, do you ever hear people around here say y'all's?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Might you say that?
I don't say that. Y'all's is.
Yeah.
That's a mouth term.
Yeah.
But you have heard it.
I have heard it.
Okay. All right. What about